Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest, Jen Johnson. She is the president and dreamer, I just love that, of Jen Events. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much. Great to see you today.
Well, no, it's lovely to have you. Now, part of the reason we have you on here is, of course, because you are working with the upcoming inaugural Caribbean Charter Yacht Show in St. Thomas, USVI, December 9th through 12th, which is hosted, of course, by IGY Marinas in partnership with IYBA. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, you weren't born in the Caribbean, but you ended up there. Just give us a bit of history on Jen.
Well, I was actually born in Puerto Rico, and my family lived there for many years. My parents were really island-based people. We did do some time on the East Coast of the U.S., and my parents moved back down here in 87, 88, and I have been here on and off ever since. I went to hospitality school. In between, I did two different schools, and one was in Boston and then one was in Baltimore. And between those two colleges, I spent a couple of years yachting. My family was all based here. And so I've really been here for the last 30 years.
Well, and I mean, that's something that is quite natural within the Caribbean as well. And I mean, I imagine coming from Puerto Rico too, you probably, yachting was something that people did, you knew. I mean, myself being from Canada, yachting was something that was just foreign, especially coming from Northern BC, Canada. But I imagine anywhere in the Caribbean that you would be exposed to yachting growing up.
Yes, absolutely. And I was fortunate enough to take on a job in my early 20s that on a yacht. And back then, it was 150-foot Christensen. It was quite amazing. And it, we went all over the Caribbean. We spent a few months in the Bahamas. We went also up the intercoastal waterway of the U.S., which was quite incredible. And I really got to enjoy being on the ocean. I mean, that's sort of part of my whole world is the water and being surrounded by water. And then I went land-based and I worked for a destination management company here. I've always been involved in the yachting, sailing industry for all these years and in one way or another. So.
Well, and you started up your company, Jen Events, back in 2002. What was it that made you finally say, you know what? I don't want to work for somebody else. This is what I want to do. I'm going to start up my own company and I'm going to be an entrepreneur and take on the Caribbean or the world, as it were.
Yeah, as it were. So, I had done some years working for a destination management company here. Then I also worked in-house at Keneal Bay, which was a Rosewood resort. It's an amazing property. It's 177 acres, and I was working in events there, doing weddings and corporate. And I had some corporate clients, and honestly, I wanted to travel, and I wanted to see more of the world. And I, in some ways, I guess I wanted... I wanted to work in the industry that was travel and events. And so I went out on my own. I worked as a travel director, as well as I would plan programs. I had some legacy clients that I was still doing events for, which was quite spectacular. And then I did a bunch of corporate, which led me literally all over the world, Africa, Europe, India. I was super, super fortunate. And so really when I started, so I had that portion of the company where I was traveling. And then, I met my husband here in St. Thomas, and traveling 200 days a year wasn't really going to work. So in 2009, so 7 years after I went out on my own, I decided to settle down a little bit more and do more St. Thomas based or Virgin Islands based events, so that I could start a family. Now I have a 10-year-old. So great.
Well, it all worked out according to plan. So, I mean, that, you know, basically you've been out on your own for almost 20 years. And with your yachting background and, of course, your events in St. Thomas, you're perfectly situated to take on this next challenging project.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We are really moving full speed ahead. I mean, we're so excited about the program. We're so excited about what's being put together from all aspects of it to really give people an idea. I mean, in this last year, since the pandemic, the yachting community has grown considerably here in the Virgin Islands. And so now it's kind of time to showcase what the Virgin Islands can kind of, what we can do. So that's part of what this program is about.
So without giving it all away, what are some little sort of sneak hints at what people can expect?
You know, spending a day with a local, what that looks like, where the hidden snorkel spots are, where the hidden, you know, some history, some Virgin Islands, you know, what we have to offer from the standpoint of day trips and scuba spots and possible picnics and, you know, all of that, those things that you know, they're kind of giveaways when you're in more hub places or, you know, the Virgin Islands has always been used as a hub and not so much as well as like deep diving and spending time here. And now that people are doing it, I think they're really getting to experience the beauty of what we have.
Well, and taking a look at the marina itself, it is stunning.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, as far as an event planner, what an absolutely gorgeous location. I mean, you can't ask for anything better.
No, it's perfectly situated, as well as the property really lends itself to being able to host some parties, being able to host crews and captains and people to be able to have a great spot to sort of springboard from. And that's what we're really hoping, is that people will get to see what the marina has to offer, as well as being able to highlight the boats and the brokers and those relationships for this particular show. And so that's exciting because it does lend itself, you know, we've got spots all over the marina, which people will be able to not only get to enjoy the marina itself and what it has to offer, but be able to really do business. So that's also exciting.
Yeah. Well, and for those of you that don't know which marina we're talking about, it's Yacht Haven Grand in St. Thomas. And we're going to make sure that we provide some pictures as well, because it is beautiful. It's won quite a few awards as well.
Yes, it has. In the last few years, it's certainly been winning different awards for the locale, how they're working with the boats, the hospitality, the concierge services, and they're really working on setting it up so that the ease of also customs and immigration can happen super easily. Of course, if you're flying in private jet, it's really just a good, like, it's like a 6-minute drive, really private jet or the airport. It's 6 to 10 minutes to get to the marina. And then everybody goes out from there. And it's really, you're also for provisioning, it's super easy. St. Thomas has a lot to offer in the provisioning department. And so, and there's a grocery that's right there as well, right in the marina.
Well, and in your opinion, what will set this yacht charter show above and beyond any other yacht charter show that exists today?
Well, I think it's about the relationship, setting it up so that people really have the ease of being able to see what's coming, what's exciting that's out there. And we also have, of course, we're working with Nancy Bean, and we're going to do a great Caribbean chef competition. So that's exciting. And then also to see, you know, in the Virgin Islands, we have some amazing chefs and amazing celebrities that are coming from here, and we're going to be able to showcase them quite a bit. And that's also exciting. So I think it's going to give at this time a perfect segue into history, culture, and sort of what we have to offer that I think people just have no idea about.
Well, I'm really excited about the food. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to make it, because anytime anybody says food, whenever it comes to any event, I'm all over it. I'm not really picky about, you know, large groups of people, but when it comes to food, you can sign me up guaranteed.
Oh, good. Well, we're excited about that. It's going to be pretty incredible.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things that I've heard about the Caribbean is that the food is so diverse, and it's absolutely amazing. And I don't think people really realize that the food in the Caribbean is influenced by so many different cultures. It's not just one culture. It is many cultures that sort of have come together and created the most exquisite cuisine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so I sort of say to everyone that, you know, St. Thomas is, and maybe some people wouldn't agree with me, but I feel like we are sort of the New York City of the Caribbean. We have people from, we do have a very local culture, West Indian culture that is beautiful and has come together from all the different islands. Lots of people come here from, you know, I mean, my office manager is from St. Kitts, and we have another person who is running everything. She's actually, she's from Anguilla. We have people from all over on our team. And I think that that's what happens here, is that we are a cultural melting pot. So it's pretty exciting. We have, people from the Dominican Republic that come here, you know, all over. And so we have the experience of tasting all of the islands right here on St. Thomas.
So exciting. Now, if people want to get a hold of you, you're not only based in St. Thomas, you also are in St. Barts as well?
Yes. So I also have a sister company called Epic Presentations in St. Barts. We do planning and production there as well. And, you know, St. Barts is a smaller island than here, and but does definitely cater to the yachting world. And so we figure that it's a super nice segue. We've been doing more in the yachting, you know, more events on yachts these days in the last few years. I think people are kind of, you know, getting on board and then doing parties. So that's great and fun. And it's been a new, I wouldn't say it's been new. It has increased exponentially in the last few years. So we feel super fortunate about that. And St. Barts is our springboard into the French West Indies. So, you know, we also have St. Martin, Martinique, Guadeloupe. There's a bunch of different islands there that not in the French, but we also have events on St. Kitts and Anguilla. So it's exciting.
Great. Well, you know what? We're going to make sure to include all of the links to, of course, the inaugural Caribbean Charter Yacht Show in St. Thomas, USVI, December 9th through 12th. And we're going to make sure to provide all your links as well, Jen, so that people can find out why you are the dreamer of Jen Events. I really love that. Why? Where did you come? Before I let you go, where did you come up with the dreamer?
Well, that's what I love to do. That's what I love to do with clients. That's what we love. We love to dream, explore, create. You know, it all starts with either my vision or their vision, and their story or my story. You know, it's a combination. And I love to dream. I mean, who doesn't? You know, I think that that's gives us hope. And I think it's where it's the springboard for everything else that comes up, you know, everything else that we can create and execute for these amazing parties. So it's super exciting.
So basically what you're saying is anything that a yacht charter broker could dream of is going to be happening at this coming Caribbean Charter Yacht Show.
Yes, we can't wait. So, and I'm sure you'll include the links for the marina.
Yes.
You know, everybody, people can register, brokers and boats can register on IGY.com and, IGYmarinas.com. Super exciting. And yeah, we can't wait.
Yeah, well, I'm excited as well. So you know what? Yeah, just check below the interview. All of those links are there, including the links for Jen. I just want to say thank you very much to Jen Johnson from Jen Events for joining us today. It's very much appreciated.
Thank you so much. It's been my pleasure.
Once again, you've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. Please tune again next time.